Well, good evening, everybody, and you're listening to another edition of Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host, and this is a program for spiritual enlightenment. And we focus specifically on Tantra and how that's a tool for spiritual enlightenment. And I'm so happy to be here. I'm thrilled every week, and tonight is no exception. So, let's see. You're listening to BBS Radio, and if at any time during the show you would like to call in, I have some amazing guests this evening. So if you'd like to call in and ask us any questions, here's the numbers in the USA and Canada. Get a pencil, 888-228-4494, or worldwide, 877-489-6350. That's those numbers to call in if you want to talk to us this evening. Anyway, I greet you with peace. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. And without further ado, I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about the theme for this evening's show, which has to do with women in transition and having hot, juicy, sensual lives when they start to get a little older. And what I mean by transition, let's just be very clear. You know, when women are in their 20s and 30s and 40s, especially the 20s and 30s, they have really high hormone levels. Of course, the survival of the species is in their hands. It's all important that some male find them and impregnate them and then keep the species going. So hormones are usually raging in both sexes, at least from 20 to 30. And these days it goes longer, from 30 to 40. I just heard a report about a woman 60 becoming pregnant and having a child, and that's another subject. That goes back to my show on physical immortality, like what's possible when we're older. So I heard a U.S. woman went to the U.K. and got fertilized, and she's having a baby in her 60s. Yippee for her. I wouldn't want to do it, but I think women should have the right to do it. Anyway, back to my subject, which has to do with what do women do after their 40s, through their 80s or through their 100s, to feel sensual, to feel alive, to feel hot, to feel desirable, to feel desired, to feel good in their own skin, in their own clothes, in their own bodies. And I, for one, I'm over 60, and I'm having a sensual and sexual life. I never plan to stop. And I've actually recently had my hormones checked. I plan to be taking hormones that reverse the aging process. I'm going to be taking hormones that send my clock backwards, maybe even by 20 years, which I really can't wait. I'm so excited. My test came back, and I'm just waiting to get those hormone drops in the mail. Also, Tantra helps people reverse the aging process and helps people feel vital and juicy and alive. And that certainly has had its effect on me. And if you remember back a few shows, I had Del Williams on this show, and Del is in her 80s, and she's an amazingly vibrant, potent woman who still feels sexual and sensual. So it's possible to do things and to see, to have things. A lot depends on your mind. What you think in your mind and what you allow yourself to feel and have in your mind. So this show is all about having it all and waking up to the fact that we can have it much longer than what is represented in the stupid tabloids and in Hollywood and so on. Although as the baby boomers age, which I'm like the first wave of baby boomer, as the baby boomers age, I think we're going to see a lot more sexuality and sensuality of people up into their 90s and maybe in the 100s, and I'm excited. I'll be a pioneer in that. So, anyway, enough said about that in terms of my introduction. That's your appetizer for this evening, and we're going to get right into the main course. So tonight I have two guests who are going to be speaking about what I've just talked about a little bit and more. And the first one has been on my show before. Her name is Monica Day, and she's the founder of The Sensual Life, a forum for sharing sensual experiences and expression through courses, workshops, private coaching for couples and individuals, as well as a soon-to-be-launched online presence at thesensuallife.com. She's bringing together a community of people who want to develop deeper relationships, enjoy more intimacy, have more fun, and ultimately live a fully engaged and sensual life. Monica is also a partner in the Sensual Biography Project. This project includes the making of feature-length documentary film, as well as an experience in courses and coaching settings where individuals get to experience creating their own sensual biography. I love it. Since I have one sort of already, I know the process. I didn't do it with Monica, but it's quite a process. This project begins with the premise that the diversity, authenticity, beauty, and vulnerability inherent in our sensual expression is a cause for celebration and deserves to be seen, felt, and expressed. So this is great. So, Monica, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Lori.
Hi. I'm so excited to have you back, and I'm thrilled to hear about these new some of these new projects, especially this biography project.
Yes, it's really exciting. Thank you.
Yeah, it's and I know that it's going to jump off for you. I know that it's going to bring you world fame. I do. So, and you're coming to us tonight from Philadelphia, yeah?
I am. I'm in Philadelphia now. I live here part of the time, and then I'm in New York a lot of the time.
Yeah, doing all kinds of things. So we'll talk about that. So one of the things I've participated in with you is your erotic mic night, which is an amazing thing, and you're doing that now in Philly and New York as well?
No, actually, we're just doing it in New York every other month.
Okay.
It is. It's a really hot night. It's like anything goes, and, we really mean it. Anything goes.
Wow. Well, I was at one, and I'm telling you, it was a hot event. I mean, I got turned on. I was excited by it. I thought people's expression was amazing. And it didn't feel weird. Like, I was thrilled like, if we were together with a group of people watching something porno, I would have an issue with that. You know,
right.
Like, it would feel weird to me. And this, people were expressing some of the most in-depth, hot, erotic things that had ever happened to them in their lives. And I just was sitting there like, oh, this is so good. You know, it helped that I knew every single person in the audience pretty much.
Right.
Most of those people's tantra teacher.
Well, it was, and I think that's the type of community that I really want to foster. It's not just writers or professional performers or people who are published. I mean, that's all great, and we do have some of those people come, and of course we celebrate them as well. But I love encouraging just anybody, the average person. You know, we'll have people just get inspired halfway through and just come up and tell a story right off the top of their head. You know, maybe they've never written a word. And, you know, I love that.
That's just so great. That's so, so great. Well, that particular evening that I came to that erotic open mic night in New York City, I particularly was impressed and moved by the sharing and reading of the person who's our other guest this evening. She was the hottest, except for you. You two were neck and neck for the hottest expressions going that night. I mean, just, you know, I came into hers, and then you gave yours at the end, and it was just like, oh, I couldn't even catch my breath. So tell a little bit, before I bring her on, I'd like you to talk a little bit about how you two got together in terms of your session with your film project, the Sensual Biography, and then that'll be a great way to introduce her in.
Absolutely. Well, a little bit about, you know, the film project in a lot of ways is similar in terms of the ideal of it as the erotic open mic night, in that it is just every type of person imaginable. I mean, we all have a sensual life. You know, it's one of the common denominators for all of us. And so the film project, we really are looking for the whole range of people, and that's, you know, age, race, class, types of relationship, everything. We kind of want to open this up to everyone. And so our guest, who so far will remain nameless,
we can say that it's Topaz. She's going to be joining us on the show, and you two got together and started to see, you know, some amazing things in common,
I know Topaz from, you know, we sort of move in similar circles and have ended up at some similar types of events. And then, you know, like you were saying, we were so thrilled to have her come and share at Erotic Open Mic Night. And I think it just started to kind of grow from there. One of the partners on the project, Sam Gadal, specifically said, oh, we have to get Topaz. And I believe contacted and asked her, and she was so gracious and said, absolutely. And as we were doing the interview, I was the person who interviewed her. I was just amazed, really. I was listening to her story, and I felt like, oh, I could have just stayed there for hours. I felt like I wanted to just talk to her for hours and hours, because I felt like we're close to 30 years apart, and in some ways I am right at the beginning of my journey, and so I was listening to someone who was ahead of me, and all of the experiences she's had, how her awakening went, and then where she's gone with it, and it was really almost like looking at someone who was living a parallel life, and I was so fascinated with it. And so when we were done with the film session, and I said to her, you know, have you written down, these things in your life? Have you really taken the time to write down your sensual biography, like, in writing? And she said, oh, no, I've been asked so many times, but, you know, I live a very full life. Of course, you know, we all do. And I just said, I want to do it together. I want us to write your story together. And, we met very quickly after that to start to do some brainstorming, and we're kicking off a book this summer.
That's so great. Well, let's bring Topaz onto the show right now so this can be a truly three-way conversation about all of it. So, Topaz, are you there?
I'm here, and I just love three ways, Lori.
I bet you do, honey.
I do, and I feel like I'm not worthy. All these wonderful words about me, it's just very overwhelming to me.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're three soulmates here, and Laura, you were my very first tantra teacher about probably 15 years ago.
Right.
And you remember that?
I remember you showed up at that Tribe Studio. That was wonderful. You came to the Tribe Studio in New York.
Yes, yes. And that was the beginning of my tantric awakening. And now I'm having another awakening with Monica and working on this book and working on her sensual biography. I'm just so excited by all of it. I can't stand it. I'm bursting. I'm just absolutely bursting.
Wow. That's so, so great.
Yeah.
So you two found that you had a lot in common, that you know, Monica, you say that you're just the beginning of your journey, but I distinguished in the beginning of the show that, you know, the beginning is in the 20s and 30s, and that's not where you are. Are you menopausal, or are you almost menopausal?
No, that's really true. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think what I mean to say is that I definitely feel like I'm in a new chapter.
Okay.
And I'm 42.
Yeah.
And I am several years out of a marriage, so I'm having a very different experience in terms of my relationships. I've embarked on the last year and a half in my first open relationship, so that was something new for me, and really have experience what I would call a sensual awakening. I have sensual practices that I've studied, and now I teach to others. And I think what it is, more than the beginning of my journey, it really is discovering that the ideas that I had about where I would be in my life now are so different from my actual experience.
They're archaic.
Yeah. Yeah. and but it's interesting. They are, and yet, you know, you mentioned I'm talking to you from Philadelphia. I mean, I have two young children, both daughters, and I now live in the suburbs. I just moved to the suburbs, and I'm really surrounded by people who are living, I would say, sort of the usual life in the usual way.
Right.
And I feel a real sense of, well, I won't say urgency, but I feel a calling to share the experience I'm having, the experience that Topaz has had. I think that there's this sense of knowing within yourself at this age and stage of life and everything. I can't speak for, you know, all women, but it does seem to be a common experience that you hit a point and you know there's something more. Something starts to happen. Something starts to wake up. And, you know, you look around and there isn't very much out there that really gives you a clue as to what it is.
Right.
You know? All you hear is you're going to hit menopause and you're going to be dry and you're not going to want to have sex anymore and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, who the hell wants that? That doesn't sound very good.
No, that's not good. Well, listen, we have to take a break in a moment. I want to, I'm going to leave the audience at the edge of their chairs because I'm going to talk about Topaz for a minute and then we're going to come back with Topaz and some of her experience that you're speaking about and like that, and we'll go back and forth. But I didn't say that Topaz is the dean of nightlife at Miss Vera's finishing school for boys who want to be girls. So I'm going to just, I'm just going to let people know that if you are hearing anything that intrigues you, something that's fascinating, whatever, you can call in at 888-228-4494 in the U.S. or Canada. Or you can call worldwide 877-489-6350. You're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. We're on bbsradio.com, and we're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back and find out what Miss Vera's finishing school for boys who want to be girls is, what the Dean of Nightlife does. Okay, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of East Garden? East Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eden Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/Tantra Cafe. Go there now.
Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe. If you just tuned in, my guests this evening are an amazing two people. One is Monica Day from The Sensual Life, and from her new project, The Sensual Biographies Project, and she's in Philadelphia this evening. And then my other guest is Topaz, and Topaz is in New York this evening, and we left off with who Topaz is, what she does, actually. And so, Topaz, just tell us a little bit about that, because our subject tonight is about women feeling great. So this is the finishing school for boys, but I left people dangling, so I want them to tell them what you do.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say that I've heard life begins at 40, but my life began at 45 when I divorced my husband of 22 years. And I think that Monica related to that somewhat in saying that we had parallel lives. And I went on from there to become a dean of nightlife at Veronica Vera's finishing school. And there were a lot of episodes that happened before that. But the main thing is that I'm still working with Veronica. She doesn't like me to say I'm working for her, so I'm working with her. And what I do is, after the other deans, the dean of makeup and the dean of dressing and shopping and walking in high heels, after they are finished creating their magic on a man, I will take them out for the evening. I have the best job in the world. I take them out for the evening with another dean, and we just show them the town, and we treat them as one of the girls. We're three girls out on the town, and I just love it.
So you actually take, I remember when we first had this conversation a few years ago, you actually take men who want to see what it's like to be women, dressed up as women on the town, for their first experience on the town, seeing the world through women's eyes, sort of.
Exactly. That's what we do.
Yeah, that is. You know, that's a whole other show.
It certainly is. So maybe we don't want to dwell on that too much.
No, I mean, it's great. I just wanted people to know what you do because it's so unique. I mean, I don't know that anyone else in all the world has this job.
No, probably not. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, and so it's a whole other thing. And, you know, the listeners out there should just know that there are some men who are straight who want to go out and find out what it's like to be a woman. They want to dress that way and see what it's like.
That might not
be you, whoever you are listening, but there certainly are people who want to know about that.
Right.
So
right.
We'll do another show about that, Topaz. We'll have a whole show about that, what that involves and so on. But tonight, tell us a little bit about, you know, so your life began when you divorced your husband at 45.
Right.
And then, you know, tell us, you know, about a little about your journey that Monica is going to be memorializing with you in a book, working with you to memorialize.
Yes, I'm very, very excited about it. And Monica and I seem to be right on the same journey together. And what I'm experiencing now is something that Monica will probably experience later in her life. But I definitely went through what she is going through. And it was a big transition from my marriage where the sex was practically non-existent. It was certainly not very pleasurable. And then when I left my marriage, I discovered Tantra, and I learned about taking things slowly. And I found out that sex could last more than 15 minutes, sometimes several hours. And it's just been getting better and better. As I get older, it just gets better and better. And I just want women to know that. And that is my message to women, that there's no reason you have to slow down after menopause. Life continues, sex continues. If anything, it gets better. And that's my real message to the world. I want to put that out there, that there's no reason for it to slow down.
It's so great. It's so important. I mean, I'm finding that myself. I said earlier, I'm sick right now, at the time we're broadcasting, I'm 61. And when people they just go, what?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, well, this is what 61 is supposed to look like.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And when I think of you, do you want to say your age? You don't have to, but you can.
Well, I'll just say I'm pushing 70 from the other side. Okay. But I'm a few years older than you, and I love it. I love being where I am. I really do.
But the thing about you is that when you walk into a room, everyone knows hot just walked into a room.
I love it.
You know? It's true.
Thank you.
It's true. So if this book that you two are working on together, this project turns out to be a way to mentor women, these baby boomers that I'm talking about who are now reaching their, you know, the beginning ones are reaching their all-time crisis. Everybody's on Prozac. I look at the world and I say just half of the United States is on Prozac. So if your message starts to let women know that there's hope, that there's like a whole life that nobody told them about because their mothers certainly didn't know about it. If your message is to do that and you become the mentor of these women, I'm excited about that. That's like, you know, that's more people for me to teach Tantra to. That's more people who are having this wonderful life. When people are having a wonderful life, they're not declaring war.
Absolutely. Exactly.
You know, they're, when people are like sexually fulfilled and happy and the men that they relate to or the women that they relate to are sexually fulfilled and happy, they're not finding ways to kill people. They're finding ways to love people. And the more the merrier. So I'm excited about this project, very, very excited about this project. Now,
well,
Monica, tell us some more, because Topaz has told us some really exciting things.
Yeah, well, the sensual biography, which is where we first connected, it goes, I think, to the heart. We're not just focusing on women, but I think this story that we're talking about tonight is the kind of thing that's going to grow out of it. We're really inviting people to share with us. You know, if you think about what you see in the media, you know, and we were just talking about some of what you see about women at a certain age, and, you know, you can actually look in general about sex in the media. I mean, you've got your internet porn, right? And then you've got, I was standing in line at the grocery store and I saw Cosmo, you know, the 10 ways you can get your guy off, you know, that'll really make him crazy. And, you know, this is really what we talk about our sexuality, and it's so one-dimensional. So what we really wanted to see is what are we really like in there? You know, I know that that's not my experience of sensuality is not like all those things I'm seeing. I think that's true for most of us. So we wanted a project that would really go into those private, quiet places. And put a voice to it. And when I say that, we actually do that very specifically, and Topaz can, you know, attest to this from the session that she did. We do talk to people about their lives. We have some dialogue and conversation. And then we have people have a sensual experience as part of the session, and we ask that they put voice to it. And they can decide what it is that they do, you know, that's really up to them. But we just ask that they slow it down enough and put enough of the consciousness in it so that that back part of your brain, that limbic feeling system that you go into when you're sexing, gets to kind of come out and have a voice.
That's so great.
Yeah, so we really feel like in this project, we're shining a light on some of the most tender places that most of us live, and I feel like there's so much to learn in there. I mean, just doing this with Topaz and seeing what I saw during that session and having this whole, you know, book idea and everything come out of it, and I think, oh, my goodness, you know, after I go through session after session after session, who knows how many projects I'm going to come up with over the next year.
Well, that's, I mean, really, that's so great. I mean, it's, look at the creativity, you know, the sex chakra. I have to bring it back to Tantra for a minute.
Please do.
The sex chakra is the center of creativity. So you're unleashing sensuality, which lives in the sex chakra, and look at how creative you are becoming. Like, pretty soon you won't be able to be stopped in the sense of you'll think of project after project after project after project, and you actually will drum up the energy to do all these things, and you'll have to hire a team of assistants and whatever. I can see all this. I actually can see all this.
Yes, it's definitely happening. It's happening at this stage in my life. I mean, suddenly all these doors are opening up for me. People wanting to interview me, wanting to write my memoirs, help me write my memoirs. I've been wanting to do this for years, and it's suddenly all coming to fruition, and it's a most exciting time in my life.
Listen, I know exactly what I said before. I know it's the most exciting time in your life because I know what it's like to walk into a room and see you, or to have you walk into the room while I'm in the room already.
Oh.
There's no other like you. There's no other.
Oh, my God.
We just let the people know how to call it. Listen, call us. If you're listening to the show, we got another 15 minutes, and we got a commercial break, too. So if there's something you want to know from these two amazing women on my show tonight, call us. I mean, come call us up and have a little chat.
Absolutely. I know a lot of my friends are listening, a lot of my young lovers. I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from them, too, when you get finished.
Sure.
No, I'll take sloppy seconds.
Okay. No, fabulous.
We can share. But, Monica, the whole scope of documenting a person's life who has lived outside of the box. Topaz lived the box for as long as she did, and so did you, in the box. Like the prescribed. I never lived in the box, so I can't talk about myself. I've never done the things that you're talking about. I never married. I didn't have children like that. You two did that. So you have a certain straight, boxed in. The culture handed it to you. You took it for as long as you could. Really. And then you broke out, and the two of you come together, and you're now documenting it because, Monica, you have this amazing interest to express and document the sensual aspects of life. And you come together, and all of a sudden you're documenting somebody who's so amazing. I mean,
I feel so blessed. I really do.
And I'm blessed because Monica is a fabulous writer. On top of being in touch with all these things that we're talking about, she can put them down on paper. And that's what I really need. I need a collaborator, and I found Monica, and this was destined to happen.
Now, listen, we got Gina and Jackie from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Tina.
Gina and Jackie.
Oh, yes.
Oh, how exciting.
I'm Jackie.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm here. I just started listening to you on the computer.
Hi, baby.
Hi. Oh, this is so exciting. I can't stand it.
So is there anything, Gina and Jackie, is there anything that you want to ask either Monica, myself, or Topaz, or anything you want to say about?
We're just huge fans, and we are delighted to hear you guys. And we are also excited that we had the opportunity to participate in a recent erotic open mic, which was really exciting. And I think Jackie had a most extraordinary experience, which is opening up other possibilities. He's going to do some more reading, some more writing. And hopefully Monica will coach us on that.
That's fantastic. I'm so happy, Gina, that you're expressing that because, you know, it's thanks for saying that because the people need to know that they have a place where they can express. And if you experienced that, that was the greatest.
Yeah, it's terrific. I mean, it was really quite an experience doing the open mic, reading stories, and we already made plans with Monica to have another session.
That's great. That's so great. All right,
I would love that. Yeah, well, I missed that open mic, but I heard it was fantastic. And you have to do it again.
I missed it too, but hopefully, Monica, you'll do it again. You'll do it in October when I'm in New York for an extended period.
Yeah, so every other month.
Wonderful. So, Gina and Jackie, thank you so much for calling in from Lancaster, PA. We love you. And stay tuned to bbsradio.com. There's more to come, more surprises.
Love you guys.
Love you. So, listen, so we're back. This is Tantra Cafe, and I'm Laurie Hamlisch, your host. And I love when people call in. I love when people are fans of my guests. Now, you know, Monica, my book, Sex and Happiness, is really a sensual biography without having known that that's what was going to turn out to be.
Yeah, it is.
So I feel included in your project, even though I beat the project by a couple of years. I'd love to be in on it, though. I want you to know that.
Oh, well, we would absolutely love that. I was thinking about you because, you know, I'm aware of your documentary foray, and I was just thinking that it is a really exciting thing to, you know, take something that you feel passionate about and put it into a film format. I feel really, I want to mention, I have two partners in this project, and one of them is a filmmaker, Yaz, and then Sam Goodall is the other, and he is also a sensuality coach and practitioner, and it's been incredible to come together and kind of have the beginnings of a vision and then watch it start to take shape. In fact, we just did a trailer. We just showed the first trailer of the film this past Monday, and we're going to do it again. We're going to be picking another night, and we're going to be in New York City and probably be interviewed for that and on cable. So we'll definitely let people know about that. That should be coming up.
Well, how can people get in touch with you if they want to become, because we're going to take a break in a second, but just how could, if people want to become part of this project or want to offer something from anywhere in the world, how can they reach you?
Yeah, well, first of all, they can email me, monica@thesensuallife.com. Love to hear from people. And I know we have to go to break, so I can say more after the break, but there are a couple of different ways. I mean, one, they can ask us to participate in the film, and we can definitely consider that. And then the other thing is we turned this into a course experience for people who maybe didn't want to participate in the film but still want the experience of being filmed and having something they can keep for themselves. So maybe after the break I can talk a little bit more about that.
That's so perfect. Okay, good. And Topaz, if people want to get in touch with you, I just want to give them this information before the break. You are Topaz Chanteuse. Chanteuse.
Exactly.
Oh, my French is so bad. Chanteuse, it used to be good. On Facebook. So
Facebook.
Can you spell that?
Yes, it looks like chartreuse, but it's not. It's Chanteuse, chanteuse, and it just means sexy singer.
Yes, it certainly does. I sexy sing.
Because I am also a singer, of course.
Yes, Topaz Chanteuse at Facebook, on Facebook.
On Facebook. Right.
So we're going to a break, and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's J-D-E-L-O-N-E @delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
I, Lori Handler, personally invite you to come with me on a tantric tour of the heart of India, November 19th to December 1st, 2008. You'll see the Taj Mahal and visit the fabulous Fatehpur Sikri, home of the great Mughal king Akbar. You'll experience Jaipur, the pink city, and visit the sacred lake of Pushkar. Then, at dawn from a boat on the Ganges in Varanasi, you'll see exquisite Hindu prayer rituals. You'll tour Sarnath, where the Buddha gave his first speech after attaining enlightenment, and then you'll explore the exotic Kamasutra temples of Khajuraho. Finally, you'll shop till you drop in the Paraganj Bazaar in New Delhi. Throughout the tour, you'll learn tantric techniques and principles, and I promise you'll feel a tremendous sense of well-being as we delve into these simple yet potent tantric tools. Please note that no previous experience with tantra or yoga is necessary. I invite you to join me in this unique experience touring the incredible country of India. And I must warn you, this is not your typical tour, and you are not a typical tourist.
For more information about this exciting tantric tour of the heart of India, contact Lori at butterflyworkshops.com or write to her at
From break, and you were just listening to a piece of music called Incantation, and it's from the Panorama album, the Panorama CD, and I used this music, again, in my ecstasy course, in my second level Tantra course, and you know each week I'd like to introduce you to some different music than what you're normally listening to, and I just want to say that I got the names wrong. It was Tina and Jackie from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, who were our guests who called in before, not Gina and Jackie, and just to get things cleaned up and straight in the course. Anyway, so I've asked my guests to talk about some ways that people could actually do Tantra takeout, you know, to take something away from this show this evening. And Topaz, we'll just start with you, what you said, you know, would be helpful for people. What would have worked for you and how it is now and like that.
Yes, exactly. If I had known back then when I was in my 40s, I don't want to say when that was, but if my husband and I had known about Tantra, I think we might have been in a very different place. We could have worked things out. I'm not sorry that we didn't because it turned out okay, but if people want to work things out, they have to find a way to really communicate and to get their sexual desires out on the table and talk about it and slow things down. And I only wish that we had known about that back then. That's all I can recommend.
And is he having the kind of life you're having, or is he still?
No, he's still around. But he's kind of stuck, I think, in a similar marriage to what we had. He married a woman the same age, and they've been married for probably another 10, 15 years. And I don't see that he's having a lot of fun. I've run into him on occasion, and he looks not as happy as I feel.
Yeah,
let's leave it at that.
Yeah, that's fine. That's great. It's kind the way you're saying it, and that's good. Now, Monica, if you were to tell people what they could get, you know, or what you've learned that's absolutely possible for a normal person, what would you say?
Yeah, I'm really committed to that. In fact, it's one of the reasons why I've started doing, you know, coaching on these exact topics. And I agree with some of what Topaz was just saying about speaking your desires. I mean, a big part of it is just the willingness to open your mouth and to say what is true for you. And, you know, that feels like a really big hurdle. It's not the easiest thing to do, but it's so important. And, you know, one of my recommendations, one of the reasons why I do writing with people, I do a sensual journaling workshop. I recommend that people, if you can't start to put it out of your mouth, start to at least write it down in a journal. You know, you have to start to get some things out of you because it just gets all bottled up. And your anger gets bottled up and your resentments get bottled up and your desires get bottled up. And, you know, like you say, Lori, no wonder people end up on Prozac. They got all this stuff that they just want it to stop. And they don't realize it's not about taking a pill to get it to stop. It's about actually expressing and letting it out.
When they take the pill, it doesn't go away. It just gets suppressed in the nervous system. So
right.
The stuff is still there bottled up.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why, you know, I'm enjoying your courses so much, because you have people do that. You know, you show people a way to do the emotional release, and how to, you know, get the energy from that root chakra and get it up into the rest of their body. These are all really important things. And the last thing I would say, it was kind of two things. One is be willing to feel. You know, be willing to have full feeling and feel yourself. You know, a lot of us lose touch with our bodies. You know, a big thing for me was coming out of having the kids, and then all of a sudden, you know, I had my body back. Like, my breasts were mine again. They weren't nursing the children anymore. And, you know, all of a sudden, I mean, I just sort of had a shift there. So you have to be willing to be malleable throughout your life, especially as a woman. Maybe your body changes and things like that. And you have to let go of that ideal of how your body's supposed to look and how you're supposed to sex and how your life is supposed to be, and just really get with how it actually is.
Well, you know something, Monica, I say this because I know you really well. If people actually gave up how you're supposed to sex and had sex like you have, you know, like had a life like you have in terms of those things, they'd be having what they think they should be having.
That's so true. But it's so great you said that, Lori, because you know what it is? It's the back door. Everybody's trying to go in the front door, you know, the one on the
mic. I beg your pardon?
and the one on the TV. The back door.
Okay,
back
she doesn't
door.
She doesn't mean what you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
But here's the thing about it. You know, before you mentioned Cosmo, I just have to say this, and then I'm going to give your contact info again, and we'll have to say goodnight, and I hate it, but we will. The Cosmo thing that you talked about before, you know, how to drive your man wild and do these absolutely crazy things and da-da-da. Yeah, and you didn't mention the other parts of Cosmo, which tell you how to manipulate the hell out of your man, how to never tell the truth but make him think this, this, and this, and this. And, you know, these magazines are geared for the big-time manipulation, how to get the most out of a man, you know, how to get his money, how to get his pension, how to get his this, how to get his that, how to squeeze every last bit of it, like, actually out of his penis.
Exactly. And how to fake orgasm.
Fake it.
Which doesn't give anyone any pleasure.
Exactly.
If you fake it.
Exactly. So these magazines are geared to manipulate to the hilt the people that you supposedly love. And what we're talking about here is how to actually love ourselves mm-hmm. and manipulate no one in the process, but actually stand for ourselves to be so entitled and so pleasured and so pleasurable. And in the course of that, everyone gets happy.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
that's, you know, that's amazing. So I'm so for and in favor of what you're doing. I'm so excited to be letting the world know about this tonight on this show.
Can I give our audience one last pointer, our women?
Yes. Yes.
I had my first vaginal orgasm at 60, and I haven't stopped. And I'll tell you, it's never too late. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank you. Topaz, thank you so much. There are people out there listening who have no clue. That's
yes.
so cool.
I know.
That's so great. Monica, you want to leave? I'm going to give you contact info again, but before I do, is there anything you want to leave people with?
I think it's just believe that it's possible. You know, believe that thing that you feel inside you, don't drown it out. Actually, just let it come out and be willing to take a look at it, because I know it's in all of us.
It sure is. It sure is. So I want to just tell everybody, if you've been listening this evening, this is Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I encourage you to find your way with all of it. I encourage you to dare to express and be who you know, it wasn't permitted or whatever. Whatever you have to break through to get to your own sensuality and sexuality and to be having a life that you only thought was in the movies. By the way, in the movies, it's fake. Like, these people on my show are real. So I encourage you to go for it. Women, especially if you're aging and you think that, you know, it's over, it's not. It's only over, you know, when the fat lady sings, they told you that. If you want to get in touch with Topaz, you should go on Facebook and find her at Topaz, T-O-P-A-Z, Chanteuse, C-H-A-N-T-E-U-S-E. Topaz, the singer, the sensual singer. And if you want to get in touch with Monica to find out more about the biography and about these films she's making, you want to go to thesensuallife.com or sensualbiography.com, or write her at monica@thesensuallife.com. If you want to find out more from me or make suggestions about my show, or you want to be a guest on my show, write to me at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. I would love to have your input, and I'm saying namaste, which means I see the divine in you. I bow to the divine in you. Namaste from Tantra Cafe.
Namaste.
Namaste.
An addendum.
Okay, I just want to let all the women out there know that I actually had my first vaginal orgasm when I was about 45, and when I was 60, I ejaculated for the first time, and that was a really big thrill, and it's never too late, as I said, for anything, so go for it.
And if you want to find out more about female ejaculation, you're going to have to go back in the archives to my other shows, or you're going to have to go forward, because we're going to obviously have to deal with it again. How wonderful is that?
Fabulous.